This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law the most sweeping American gun violence legislation in decades, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's going to save a lot of lives. Thank you all so very much.
Saturday morning at the White House, President Biden signed the bipartisan compromise bill that seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school.
Well, this bill doesn't do everything I want. It does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
It toughens background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keeps firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and helps states put in place laws making it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudged to be dangerous. Most of its $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools.
I know there's much more work to do, and I'm never going to give up, but this is a monumental day.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden is aiming to sustain the global alliance punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine as he embarks on a five-day trip to Europe. His trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating and its aftershocks to global food and energy supplies are only deepening. Biden joins a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany before traveling to Madrid for a NATO summit. The visit comes as the global coalition bolstering Ukraine and punishing Russia for its aggression has showed signs of fraying amid skyrocketing inflation in food and energy prices caused by the conflict. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Australia has begun urging Australians to get COVID booster vaccines in a bid to bring down rates of infection and death. Around 30,000 new infections are being reported each day in a country where most COVID-19 controls have been removed. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In the face of stubbornly high case numbers, Australia on Thursday launched a campaign to encourage Australians to get a third or fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine. More than 95% of those 16 and over are fully vaccinated, and most public health measures, including mask mandates at most airports, have been lifted. While officials are confident the country of 25 million people is through the worst of this pandemic, Australians are urged not to be complacent. Government data shows more than 300 Australians die from COVID-19 every week. Epidemiologists say the healthcare system could struggle to cope with a severe winter flu season combined with high coronavirus rates. Health Minister Mark Butler has said Australians had responded magnificently during the pandemic, but he's urged the country not to be complacent.
We're still seeing enormous loss of life, enormous dislocation, and massive pressure on our health and our hospital systems.
Since the pandemic began, almost 8 million Australians, or about a third of the population, have been infected with COVID-19. 9,500 people have died. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Healthcare workers in Zimbabwe halted a five-day-old pay strike and returned to work on Saturday, but union leaders warned they would resume the walkout if the government failed to make an improved wage offer within 2 weeks. Thousands of nurses and doctors at state-run hospitals in the southern African country are demanding a hefty raise in wages in U.S. dollars due to a slide in the local currency and brisk inflation that has eroded the value of their earnings. They went on strike on Monday after rejecting a government offer to double their local currency wages, saying the hike would not even compensate for annual inflation. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The bipartisan compromise seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in laws to make it easier to take weapons from dangerous people. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.